Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Don't know where to start with no-till? Want to make more confident decisions? Well, learn from experienced producers and soil health experts at the Beginning No-Till Producers Workshop, Monday, January 23rd in Salina, Kansas. Get tips on crop residues, rotations, equipment, livestock integration, cover crops, soil testing, and fertility. Registration is $100. Sponsored by Arrow Seed. Then stay for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 24th and 25th. Register at notill.org.
Attention Dish Network customers, from all of us at News 9, we're saddened to know you aren't receiving CBS. Unfortunately, Dish has a history of blacking out channels during negotiations. More than 144 TV stations have experienced this. We aren't the first. Dish wants to increase their profit from selling you our signal. We're simply asking Dish to treat us the same as they treat bigger out-of-state companies. Call Dish at 1-855-318-0572 and demand to get your CBS back.
Well, strong gains quickly developed in cattle futures today, with most contracts holding triple-digit gains despite early morning pressure. Lean hog futures were mixed in a narrow trading range. Meanwhile, the focus on markets remaining closed on Monday is putting more emphasis on Friday's trade movements, even though volume remains light. In live cattle, strong triple-digit gains quickly moved into the futures complex as traders tried to square their positions in front of the long holiday weekend. The firmness in beef values at the end of the week is giving signs that support may be redeveloping across the complex. Cash cattle markets remained undeveloped, with just a few scattered bids redeveloping at previous price levels. And like their live counterparts, strong gains developed across most feeder cattle futures, despite the overall lack of market direction through most of the morning. Traders moved into a position-squaring attitude, with short covering developing after sharp losses developed over the last couple of trading sessions. Aside from a few market shifts in the late minutes of trade, the overall trade volume slowed significantly ahead of the weekend break, which allowed prices to close firmly higher. And finally, grain futures were mostly lower today, with a little profit taking noted after Thursday's USDA reports as traders prepare for a three-day weekend. Markets will be closed on Monday to observe the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Corn prices were a little lower as they tried to hold a break by March futures above its two-week resistance line. While Thursday's reports were mildly friendly, projected stocks remained nearly 2.4 billion bushels, which kept the market stuck in a trading range until the discussion of new crop acreage began to heat up. Soybeans were lower on profit-taking, giving back some of Thursday's rally to four-week highs. March futures broke out of its December-January downturn yesterday, but stopped short of the 61.8% retracement of the pullback. Meanwhile, wheat prices were mixed after conflicting news out from the government on Thursday. And that'll do it for your afternoon wrap-up. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.